got in touch with YMCA Houston. They were dealt quite a setback with Hurricane Harvey. They were put in the hole about $30 million on their facilities because they self-insure a lot of their facilities. And so, needless to say, their expansion plans were hindered by Hurricane Harvey. And then they were hindered again when their CEO of YMCA Houston was brought to work at the national headquarters of YMCA in Chicago. And so they're in the middle of a CEO search, and they're also in the middle of a capital campaign,
mm-hmm.
which means that College Station expansion is not super high on their priority list right now, which is disappointing. We have a very clear-cut donation plan for land to be donated to the to YMCA, which is huge. And so my conversation with National centered around whether or not it would be possible to form our own YMCA region. Palestine and Corsicana, the giant cities that they are, have their own regions, and they're closer to Dallas than we are to Houston, well, at least with one of those. And so we're having those discussions with National, having those discussions with Houston. And I think that, you know, as a lifelong participant in YMCA programs, both youth government and Indian Princess program, which is now called the Y Guys and Princess program, I think that we need a YMCA here. And so I think we need it. I think it would be a huge asset to the community. And so I'll be working with Mayor on this and seeing what we can produce.
I will add, in our most recent dialogue that we received from the Y, that they told us it's not that they don't believe that we should or shouldn't have a Y. They believe we definitely should have a Y. But what they would like to do is first allow, they asked us to first wait for their new CEO to come on board so that their board can, as a full board, can meet and make a decision if they are, if they have the capability of actually
sure.
working with us. And if they feel that they can't, they said they will help us either be assigned to another area, could be Central Texas, for example, or to help us establish our own board.
Just to be clear with the rest of council, I believe that if we have to raise all the funds ourselves, we should have self-autonomy. So that is my stance in general on this. But Houston is the fastest route to getting a YMCA, and so we will continue to work with them until we get clear guidance from their new CEO that they won't be able to do this anytime soon.
Exactly.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
To create our own district,
Thank
you. To create our own district, what does that entail doing?
A fairly lengthy process.
Yeah.
You have to get permission from National first because those are granted on a zip code basis. So you'd have to get them to peel us off at a national level from Houston.